on Revenue will come to order for March 29, 2007. We open a public hearing on House Bill 2178, House Bill 2563, and House Bill 2965. The legislature, the House remains in session now, and the rest of the committee is unable to be here at this time, the scheduled time for the public hearing. I intend to close the public hearing momentarily and to recess the committee until 2 o'clock in the hopes that the committee can meet this afternoon. It's my intention to schedule these bills for hearing on Tuesday if we're unable to do that, with the understanding that we may run an evening session beginning at 5:15 after the regular session. We will meet on the bills that are currently scheduled for Tuesday as well, so we'll have an extremely full agenda. And with that, I'm going to close the public hearing and recess the committee until 2 o'clock. Is that it? It being 2 o'clock, the House Committee on Revenue will reconvene. Thank you all so much for waiting. The House just adjourned for the day a few minutes ago. We actually didn't finish our agenda, so we apologize. This happens occasionally when you're in the legislative session. And so regular meetings that are normally scheduled can't be held at the time indicated. We're going to open a public hearing on House. Well, let me say first, on the agenda there are four items. A information meeting on medical provider taxes. And it was my intention to have an overview of the entire system of medical provider taxes today. Because of the late hour, we're going to put that over until Tuesday. So those of you who are planning to present during that overview will want to come back Tuesday. We're going to also put over House Bill 2965, which is has to do with the senior citizen medical expense subtraction, until Tuesday. But we're going to open a public hearing now on House Bill 2178 and House Bill 2563. And I'm going to take first the people who are from some distance, for whom coming back on Tuesday is going to be a hardship. As committee members come, they'll come and join us. We keep a recorded record of the committee proceedings, so don't be afraid that your testimony will not be seen by other members, because I will ask them specifically to make certain that they do review your testimony, and we'll take care of that. But I wanted to make sure that those of you who are from a way off get heard. We'll hear from Chris first and give us a quick summary of the two bills. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2563, both of the bills affect the long-term care facility tax. House Bill 2563 extends the sunset date to July 1st, 2014, and clarifies that the assessment includes Medicaid patient days, and it clarifies that the Department of Human Services must use the most recently filed nursing facility financial statements when determining the annual assessment rate, and removes the nursing facility provider tax review from the Oregon Tax Court jurisdiction, and the changes apply to assessments beginning on or after July 1, 2007. You also have in front of you some dash ones to the 2563, which we just got today, so I'm still going through them. I'm not familiar with all that they do. There are some definitional pieces there, maybe wording changes, and there are some changes pertaining to the nursing facility financial statements that get used in determining the assessments. And then there is, The assessment rate for, there was a change to the assessment rate for the first half of 2008 that adjusts the assessment rate so that the total amount of tax collected does not exceed 5.5% of the gross revenue from the long-term care facilities, and that's just for that six-month period. These taxes are set up so that they do not exceed currently 6% of gross revenue from long-term care facilities, and that has to do with some of the federal matching funds. And that rate in the federal statutes gets reduced to 5.5% in 2008. So there's a change to correspond to that. House Bill 2178 also has a dash one amendment as well. This bill defines continuing care retirement community and exempts them from the tax. It extends the tax through 2010. In the bill, the dash one amendment alters that sunset date to 2012. So one of the differences between the two bills is the extension of the sunset date. 2178, as written, makes some modifications to the funds that are transferred from the Long-Term Care Facility Quality Assurance Fund to DHS, and the amendments effectively undo that change. And then there are some differences in the reimbursement methodology used in the primary bill and in the dash one. And I'm, let's see. And the primary bill extends the repeal of the assessment through January 2, 2011, and the dash one changes that date to 2013. And it also, the dash ones also remove the nursing facility provider tax review from the Oregon Tax Court jurisdiction. So there's a lot of overlap between the two bills. The primary differences are the date, the sunset date, and the reimbursement methodology.
Thank you. We're going to hear first from those who are from furthest off. So we'll talk to we'll hear from Carlotta Davidson and Cheryl Hudson. If you'll come forward, please, to the table. Thank you so much for traveling all this way to present to the committee, and I'm glad we got to you today. If you would state your name for the record and then give your testimony, we appreciate it.
My name is Cheryl Hudson, and I'm from LeGrand. Hello, I'm here to ask you to vote for House Bill 2563 to extend the nursing home provider's tax. I am 60 years old and work as a night CNA in a LeGrand nursing home. I have been a CNA for almost 6 years and worked in the health field for close to 10 years. I want you to know I love my job. I enjoy my coworkers and interacting with residents. However, we have a problem in nursing homes. Burnout in nursing home care workers is common. The work is intense, and sometimes we have to deal with smelly, messy, or volatile situations. Once I had to call for help when a male resident became aggressive with me. I've seen CNAs burn out quickly. Some have told me that the pay is not enough to make up for all the demands put upon them. My 55-year-old work partner, Joyce, is married to a much older man. He has heart trouble and is on disability, but it has little income. Joyce is the main means of support for both of them, and she is basically our caregiver at home and at work. Her husband is on the Oregon Health Plan, but Joyce hasn't had health insurance in years. Joyce is not her real name. Joyce and I get together for lunch several times a year, my treat. It's about the only outside socializing she does because she can't afford to go out. She has worked as a CNA for over 10 years and yet makes a little less than $11 an hour. We need better income levels for our CNAs because resident care suffers when the caregivers are sidetracked by financial worries. Also, when CNAs quit, other CNAs have to double up to care for residents by working longer hours until new CNAs are hired. We no longer have lists of on-call workers in most nursing homes because the on-call wage has been lowered so much nobody applies for that position. This results in resident care suffering when workers end up working short-staffed. Please vote for House Bill 2563 to extend the nursing home provider's tax. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Carlotta?
My name is Carlotta Davison. I'm from Pendleton, Oregon. I work in a nursing home facility there. I want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak to you on this. I'm here to talk about the extension of the provider's tax 2563. This is so important to our elderly people and the people that are in the nursing homes. The provider's tax came to us, and it was very good for the old people because it actually brought the quality of life of these people up from what it used to be. It gave better wages for the staff, better training, insurance benefits, and to take that away would just be very drastic for the whole system. There's people out there that depend on this money. our nursing home residents are, they were taxpayers. They fought in our wars. They raised our children. They voted, and they depend on us. And we're going to make a good decision because they're depending on the things that we do in this state is going to affect their lives. I can't tell you how much that the provider's tax means to both sides of the fence, nursing homes and the people who work there and our residents. The quality of care is going to go down without this provider's tax. And we just need to persuade the state of Oregon to hopefully push this forward and make this a top priority because there's people out there that need and depend on this. And,
amen.
Amen to that. I just don't know how to emphasize this so much that these people, they can't take care of themselves, and if we leave, if we don't have the quality of workers there with the good wages and the benefits, they go elsewhere, and that brings the care level of our people down. We need to keep our seasoned workers to train these people that are coming in and show them the good way to take care of these people. And if we don't have that, then the quality of these people's lives go down. And nobody in the state of Oregon wants to see that happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
No questions, Mr. Chair. Just a comment. Thank you, ladies, for coming and the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for all you do for our older Oregonians. We appreciate it. Thank you. There may be other people in the room who come from some distance, perhaps less than 100 miles, for whom getting back on Tuesday may be a difficulty, who would like to testify. If there are any, if you would come forward now, that would be wonderful. Yes, ma'am, please.
Hi, my name is Judy Byers, and I'm a cook in a nursing home here in Salem Northeast. I know it's closed, but I figured we had time to do this.
Absolutely, and we appreciate your coming and being willing to testify before the committee today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here as well. I'm a cook in a nursing home skilled facility, and the reason I'm here is to talk about extending the bill number 2563 for the provider tax. The reason is because resident care is our big concern. I have a friend, a coworker, her name is Joni. She's a CNA. She's been a CNA for probably about 10 years. She also has another job. She's a home care worker as well. Is a mother of two. She lost her house a little over a year ago because she made $1 too much an hour, so she couldn't get like low-income housing or subsidized housing. So she's been struggling financially. And there's been times she's come to work with no money to even have a lunch. You know, we pitch it and get her something so she doesn't, you know, it's good nutrition. But the thing is, she's getting tired. She's frustrated. And she's such a very good person and a hard worker. And the question is, how much longer can she do this before she quits at our facility and go somewhere where they've got better wages and better benefits? And, you know, and we really need her skills. I mean, she's an awesome person, and the residents love her dearly. And it would be a great loss to lose her if that was to ever happen. But she's just frustrated because she can't make ends meet. And she barely makes it from payday to payday. So please consider extending the provider tax. It will help workers in nursing homes stay in their jobs to care for the residents and care for their own families as well. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us.
Thank you, Ms. Byers. We appreciate your testimony.
Thank you
very much. Is there someone else for whom being here on Tuesday may be a difficulty would like to speak now? Thank you very much. And with that, we're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2563 and House Bill 2178. Given the time, the block of time that we need in order to do the other presentation, we're going to move all of that over to Tuesday, and the committee is adjourned. Thank you.